6 o'clock on a Sunday afternoon. You're very welcome along. Paul McDevitt coming live, broadcasting live from the Swell Festival, which has been going on all weekend in association with the Ironmore Fast Ferry and the Ironmore Holiday Village. We've got loads and loads of acts lined up between now and 9 o'clock, so stay with us. If you've just tuned in, you're thinking, God, what's he doing on a Sunday? I know at times I have to wake myself and go, God mighty. Anyway, it's good to have you back. We are live here in Ironmore for the Swell Festival throughout the whole weekend. Loads happening, loads of acts. You can hear music on the background going. It's been flat to the mat, and it's the weather is just glorious this evening. And it's day two, and I'm delighted to say I'm joined by the first guest this evening, and it's a young lad from Fannet called Ronan Frey. Ronan, you're very welcome.
Hey there. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. And listen, what about your singing? You have an album out already, haven't you?
Yes, I do. I released an album last October. It's more of an EP. A friend of mine called Niall Brennan, he played along with me on it, and we recorded a few of the songs that I wrote myself, and we released that last October.
And is it all your own stuff you've written in it, is it?
Yeah, it's four of my originals and two covers.
Brilliant. And are you plans for another one, or...?
Well, yeah, I'm currently writing away, so hopefully there's something else coming up.
Good man. So, and do you gig around the?
Yeah, I've started to gig around a bit. Like, I've been playing at the festival there yesterday, that's the most recent thing.
How'd you find that this weekend?
Oh, it's very good now. Like, it's so well organised and everything.
It is, isn't it? Brilliant.
Perfect. Like, and the atmosphere is brilliant as well. Like,
that's the thing I noticed when I come on, the atmosphere is just class. Everybody seems to be having a ball and everybody seems to be enjoying themselves, which is important, you know what I mean? Weather's a wee bit off yesterday, but that's, you know, the weather, everything's tented in and whatever else, and it's good.
Yeah,
so tell me this, are you full-time musician or...?
Well, yeah, currently. I'm at school, so...
full time. That's good enough. That's good enough. Well, tell us, are you going to sing a song for us?
I am, surely. I'm going to sing a song of my own, and it's called Back Home to the Shores.
Brilliant. In your own time.
I remember that fine morning down by the glade. Carson was painting at his table, and onwards did I gaze. I walked down to the water, faster with every stride. I'll never forget your beauty as we sat down by the tide. So pack up your bags, I'll lock up our doors. We're starting to set a new course. We're leaving from here, going west from the pier, going back home to the shore. How I've missed those summer's evenings when the winters had come and gone. I long for fair old Donegal, my love will always shine on. The memories I have of those lovely shores I will have forevermore. So pack up your bags, I'll lock up our doors. We're starting to set a new course. We're leaving from here, going west from the pier. We're going back home to the shore. I'll return to fair old Donegal. My passion I'll abide. I'll wander those narrow streets again with you standing by my side. We'll see what things lie in store, and we go back home to the shores. So pack up your bags, I'll lock up our doors. We're starting to set a new course. We're leaving from here, going west from the pier, going back home to the shores.
Ronan, thanks very much. That was brilliant. Who inspired you growing up musically?
A lot of people. I'd have to say my brothers, though, Rory and Carmack. They've really helped me along.
Brilliant. No better person. Hey, listen, it's been a pleasure. Thanks indeed for coming along. Enjoy the rest of the festival. Are you performing again tonight, or are you just here for the crack now?
Oh, no, I'm just here to enjoy it now.
Ah, why not? Hey, Ronan, we'll have to have you up some Monday night for the Monday night sessions.
Oh, definitely, that'll be brilliant.
Ah, it's a pleasure. Thanks indeed, Ronan Free from Fanad. Well done, Ronan. Yo! All right, just in case you've just tuned in, we are live from the Swell Festival here in Aranmore. And at round about a 8:30 or so, I think, isn't it, we're giving away this brand new guitar. I've seen this guitar. It's absolutely fantastic. It's from the Emerald Guitar Makers, and it's just one of the greatest things I've ever seen. Johnny Gallagher from Boxty was performing with this type of guitar a couple of weeks ago, and I was just blown away with the sound. It's an X20, and it's basically a guitar designed with the player in mind, and it's... it's made of carbon fibre. You have to see it. But anyway, listen, there's one being given away between now and 9 o'clock. 086-77-00-555. You're more than welcome. We have more live music with more live acts coming your way. But in the meantime, this is a man in the band were up with us a few weeks ago, and boy, did we get some response on the Monday night. It's Paddy Nash and his Happy Enchiladas. Ooh, ooh, ooh.
Everything that they threw at me, and here I am, still going strong, guided by laughter and love. But this is not a dream, you dream alone.
of green, on the quest for my Celtic queen. From blue stacks high to melon head, along the coast I smiled and sped. Searching high and searching low, jumped on a bus, went to the low. All the Marys at the ball, I saw her, Donegal Doll. Lady and the poise of a queen, all the beauty can't conceal, fire in the belly and the reel in her heel, sharp with the tongue, blood will rise, she can cut you down with a look in her eyes, she's the best of them all, she's the one, my Donegal Doll. Donegal, heaven would close its doors, cause so many would fight to fall. For all the girls that live here, spread with magic dust. Makes a man, makes a home, makes a wife, they must. The Donegal Doll. Who wait, but if I were you, I'd put on my shoes and run right out the gate, straight into this county, and let my heart fall. The hair of gold and eyes of green, she's the one, Donegal Doll.
Yes, you're very welcome back. Just going to 6:30 on a beautiful Sunday evening here in the Iron Moor, and we're just getting into the flow of things. You can hear the music and the laughter and the yes and the yoo-hoos. Oh, there's some people got in here through customs and they shouldn't have got into the country at all. But anyway, you're welcome back. We're live. I'm delighted to see I am joined now by Seamus Devaney and Kate O'Callaghan. It's lovely to have you here.
Oh, thanks very much. It's long, lovely to be here.
Oh, no, you're still standing. You were here. You played last night, didn't you? Oh,
we played earlier.
I'm just about.
We are still standing. Yeah.
No. I'm telling you the full truth. We were actually both wheeled in here 2 seconds ago.
That's all right. But there's no problem because they'll be wheeling me out and the same thing and wheeling you in.
And what you don't know, listeners, as well, too, is you want to see the palatial place they put this man in.
Mental.
And there's a jacuzzi just behind him, and there's about.
Is that what it is? I thought it was a paddling pool. Hold on.
You must be over the limit, and that there's about 14 people in it.
They're dead on. Hey, do you know, whatever, we go with the flow here. That's what it's all about. But listen, it's great to see you. Kate, we were talking on the phone about The Lark and the Robin. It's going well. You had a good gig last week.
The Lark and the Robin's been fantastic. Yeah, we were on, I think it was a couple of weeks ago we were on. And we were down in Fawn in the Railway Club. But we've another one coming up now. So we do, it's actually part of the Errigal Arts Festival.
Aye.
It's on the 23rd of July, I think. It is 23rd of July. It's a Thursday. And it's going to be on in the Colgan Hall in Carndonagh. And we have some very special guests coming up to join us that day as well.
And you can't tell us yet?
Well, I can actually,
It's just gone official. We have Peter Doran, who did the first ever Lark and the Robin in 2014, early 2014. He's coming up to see us again. And he's an old friend at this stage. Most of the people on the Lark and the Robin are people that we've bumped into on tour or people that we currently kind of work with on and off, you know. Mm. So Peter had us play with him a bunch of times, so we thought we'd have him up. We thought we'd have him up again because he's amazing. And then there's from Devon, there's...
All the way from Devon, we've got a girl called Jess McAllister. Very, very interesting singer-songwriter. Multi-instrumentalist. Brilliant. She plays all sorts of instruments. And ourselves as well, so...
Of course. Hey, it's a totally relaxed night, isn't it? There's no...
It's great.
Maybe there's no stress for other people, but maybe there's stress for you.
All the stress is behind the scenes.
That's kind of true in a way, you know. I mean, the Lark and the Robin's a bit unique because the artists that we bring up, they always send songs because we've probably played on stage with them before and we've probably played songs together. So
yes.
Do you remember that song we did? Let's do that.
Aye.
And then the same would happen as well. So a lot of the work does be happening. As Kate says, behind the scenes, and when you come to see a show, it's kind of a collaboration that's happened over the 2 weeks.
Do you find it stressful to organise it? There's a lot of work involved, Kate. It's not as straightforward as just turning up. And
that's true. That's very true. There is a lot of work, but it's fun and it's enjoyable, you know. And because of that kind of collaborative element of the night, you know, where we all play together, you know, it's such a great opportunity to get to play with other musicians.
I think it's brilliant, and as I say, I've spoke to you about this. I think it's fantastic what you're doing because you're giving people that opportunity to come up, you know, and. I think the music scene at the minute is so vibrant. I think it's exploding, for want of a better word, you know.
Exploding around us.
Especially here in Donegal. Yeah.
No, but you know what I mean? I feel it. Maybe it's because of the Monday night sessions we're doing and stuff, but the acts, it's just fantastic to see them and all these young people and older people too that have been around for a bit. And it's great to see them getting the airplay and getting the appreciation, you know.
Yeah.
A really,
absolutely.
Really smart chap once, I can't remember who this was, but it said to me once, that art can't happen in a vacuum, and it really is a great thing that an organization like yourselves, Highland Radio, has a forum for that voice, because it is out there, and as you say, and you're only encouraging it.
Exactly, that's what you want, and it's great. And we've always said it, if anybody wants to get music up to us, they're more than welcome to know. We're harping on and harping on.
There you go.
Send it up to us by whatever hell way you want. You can leave it at the door for us, sir.
That's what makes this corner of the country unique.
Yeah,
it is.
That's what it's all about.
It is.
Yeah.
It is. But Northwest, we're coming down with talent. Do you sit and, you know, the many CDs and stuff that we're getting MP3s, it's just, it's humbling. But anyway, the bit of music, what are you going to do for Seamus, first of all, sorry, the fiddle, I was talking about the fiddle there, it's a beautiful old antique fiddle.
You know what? It's very hard to say very much about it because there's so little known, but I know that it definitely came out of France in World War II. I know that it came out there, and I know that it was cleaned in Paisley in Scotland in 1896, because that's the only stamp that's on the inside of it.
Uh-huh.
But
1886?
1896. It was cleaned. It was
professionally cleaned
then in Scotland. So it's travelled about a bit. But the funny thing about it is I killed it. It lasted for over 100 years, definitely. And
did Kim the only show?
A few years ago, you know the way you put it in cases, and then the cases go under all sorts of amplifiers, and then maybe you break a bit hard. But anyway, I took it up to a gentleman called Fitzhard in Letterkenny, who's a renowned luthier, and he looked at it, and he has a Kerry accent that I can't do, but he says, "Jeepers, I don't know, Seamus, if this one's ever going to turn around." But he did, he turned it around,
it's
and to
brilliant.
Be honest, it sounds better now than it ever
it's
sounded.
It's just so there's a great character with it. As a man says, if it could speak.
Hey, we were on stage earlier on with Tim Jarvis, a cello player who plays on Kate's stuff, and his cello was 240 years old.
Wow.
So between the fiddle and the cello, we'd clocked up about 400 years.
Fantastic. My guitar is a year old, just in case you're interested.
No, I was going to get to that now. I know, my look.
You get some
acts that come on, you know. And
size is everything.
We get some acts that come on here, and I just love... They're some of their guitars, and you know, maybe they had them for 30, 40 years, and they put it down, they left another one. They've all got different characters of their own.
Aye, and now we have Emerald, who are making space age machines.
Oh, did you see that guitar?
My
God almighty. It's I might even get a tune to myself. Is that good?
Now you're talking.
Anyway, you're going to do a song for us.
We will.
Brilliant.
This one's called Feel.
Thank you very much.
You were there, I was there. We had it
desire, the lust, oh, I felt it, you felt it, we just never said it. I lay with your friend, you and my, what a strange thing to happen, considering time. Oh, I remember the warmth of your skin and the touch of your hand on the back of my neck, yeah. You were the white child too cool for school. Your daddy met his fate in a public park, and your mommy, well, she just went crazy. All alone, you lived on your own, and you needed someone to be close to. Oh, I remember the warmth of your skin and the touch of your hand on the back of my neck, yeah. Touch of your hand on the back of my neck, yeah, 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 oh, whoa, 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 whoa. Touch of your hand on the back of my neck. Oh.
Wow.
Yeah.
That was brilliant. That's Kate O'Callaghan and Seamus Connolly. That was a brilliant sound. See your musical inspirations. Who would have inspired you musically?
Oh,
or who?
Gosh.
Joan Baez or anything like that?
People. I mean, I suppose I love singer-songwriters like, I don't know, Joni Mitchell.
Erin McKeown.
People like Erin McKeown and there's a load of Rosie Carney. Rosie Carney, In Their Thousands, Wood-Burning Savages, all of these people are inspiring me every day.
Brilliant.
That's true. It's very, very hard not to feed off what's happening. What's happening is so, so, so rich, and it's as fundamental as the likes of Joni Mitchell or Leonard Cohen or Bob Dylan or any of the great songwriters, you know.
It's great that, you'd be surprised so many times. In fact, every time you mention, you talk to a singer, you'd ask, you say, you know, who's... Bob Dylan comes into every song.
Well, that's kind of
a singer.
This is a reason why it's on the curriculum for so many English courses around the world right now for secondary school. Dylan has become Yeats. I mean, you know, he's in the same sentence. So
it's funny I didn't stay on school there, man.
There's a great Arlo Guthrie story. Arlo Guthrie told in McGrory's there in Kildaff one night a couple of years back, where he says, it's great being a singer-songwriter. He says, you know, you put the bait on the hook and you throw in the line and you cast it. He says, sometimes you don't write too many songs and you look upriver and you realize Bob Dylan's been upriver of you the whole time.
Very good. That's so true. But the Lake and McGrory's now places, there's any venues on your own. It's great to see it.
Yeah, and it's part of that firmament that kind of sustains this. As you say, there's a big blow-up of music at the moment, and it's part of that firmament that Highland Radio also fits into. It's part of the circle, all the different services that are necessary to keep that going, you know?
That's right. Tell me, are you recording at the moment? Any plans?
We're going to soon.
We have lots of plans.
Don't we all?
What's happening is...
We have a rig of new songs, I suppose, since the last album. That was 2013. It's hard to believe it's nearly it's coming up on 2 years now. You know.
What direction are you going with the new album? Same as the last, or
No, probably something quite different. Yeah, and then we also have some. We kind of have some themed stuff that we're working on as well. You know, I came across an old military report from my great grand. It was made by my great grand auntie Katie, who was the first woman in the GPO on the Day of the Rising in 1916.
My God.
And as you probably know,
she broke in, actually. She wasn't supposed to be there. She had to break in.
He was on the mat too all the time.
But as you know, the centenary for that's coming up now next year. And 2016 is a centenary for the rising. You know,
so there's something there.
So I read her report and it was really, really inspiring. I have a number of songs and material that I'm working on with regard to that.
We look forward to that. That's a great way to kick off your album or your thoughts and things like that. Isn't it? I think it's brilliant.
Yeah. Well, that one's kind of very, very much themed. You know.
Of course. That's great. Well, we look forward to that, Kate. Uh-huh. Right, would you do another song for us, please?
Oh, yes.
Right.
We'll do one more song to sing ourselves off out of here. Into a tent somewhere.
Take your time.
This one's called She Cries. Actually, it's from my first EP.
Thank you very much.
Baby, baby, don't you cry for me. I don't know how this is supposed to be. We don't talk about this kind of thing. I'm in the dark, floundering. She cries. She cries. Love never dies, but we do. Tell me tales about the man in the moon. Sing me a song with a soothing tune. Hold me close so I can feel your skin. Forgive me, Father, for I have sinned. She cries. She cries. Love never dies, but we do. Down on a bed of briars, give my body to the raging fire. Spirit soar to the great unknown. I'm like a bird, I've finally flown. Yeah, yeah, she cries. She cries. Love never dies, but we do. She cries, she cries. Love never dies. Oh,
absolutely brilliant. Thank you very much indeed. That, wow. Do you know that you're getting that feeling like a tango type? You were taking the maybe Russia or somewhere. You were taking a journey.
Let's go somewhere on a journey. That's brilliant. What it's all about, brilliant.
Hey, listen, good luck with the next Lark on the Rock.
Thank you very much. Thank
and
you.
And you'll have to pop up definitely some Monday night.
23rd of July.
23rd of July for the Lark and the Robin. Yeah.
Karen Donna.
And Karen Donna.
And we'll definitely come back to you.
And you're definitely coming up to someone today because that was absolutely brilliant.
Thank
Kate
you very
O'Callaghan
much,
and Seamus Devaney, thank you very much indeed.
Go on, Swell!
You're listening to Paul McDevitt.
The Glasgow bus. That's the Ghost Don't Shave and the Glasgow Boss. I'm delighted to say I am joined here at the Swell Festival in Arranmore by a band, two members of the band from Wood Burning Savages. It's Paul and Dan. And I was told during the week, I was told more people, says, get the Wood Burning Savages up for you for a bit of crack. How's it going, lad?
That's good.
You're playing tonight?
Yep, 8 o'clock.
Brilliant. So everybody go along and see the Wood Burning Savages. It's hard to say, isn't it? When you've no drink in you.
Aye.
Hey, musically, things are going good for you. You're busy.
Aye, we're keeping busy. We've got a single out next month.
New single out?
Yep.
Looking forward to get that.
Actually, end of this month. I'm getting ahead of myself. It's Premier League is the name of the track. And we're going over to Scotland for a couple of festivals over there too. So keeping busy.
Brilliant. Hey, you do a song for us?
Yes.
Of course. What have we got?
This is a song called Boom.
Right. And your own time, the Wood Burning Savages.
See those splinters in your hands, cherish them in distant lands. Did you see the steamships? Did you see the cavalry? Aka guns and all forces, all train on me. Where have all the good men gone? Where have all the good women gone? Sail up all the children, sold for food and water. Sail up all your firstborn, sail up all your daughters. We're so glad to meet you, you know. Yes, we're so glad you came to say hello. Take it out on the spice road, take it into the ice. Suspect of vice, isn't it nice? Interface area, what are you scared of? I was only watching time just pass me by. I was only watching time just pass me by. I was only watching time just pass me by. I was only watching time, but we're so glad to meet you. You know, yes, yes, so glad to meet you. You know, we built a fire on the hill just to guide you rank and file it, will ya? We built a fire on the hill just to guide you. Oh. Where have all the good men gone? They came and went. Where have all the good men gone? They came and went. Where have all the good men gone? They came and went. Where have all the good men gone? Oh, where have all the good men gone? They came and went. Where have all the good men gone? They came and went. Where have all the good men gone? They came and went. Where have all the good men gone?
Well, that's fantastic, lads. Thank you very much indeed. Great track. And what can we expect, an album or anything?
We're working away in our savage bat cave.
Brilliant. Right, we're going to the news at 7 o'clock.